This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, car seats in August, cast iron skillets, my wife, all things that are hot.
But it seems we may need to add North Texans to that list.
We could be pushing triple digits today, and NBC5 meteorologist Rick Mitchell says there won't be much of a cooling breeze.
We've got a heat advisory in effect. Highs will be in the upper 90s to right around 100. The heat index during the afternoon could go as high as 107. In some spots, and we won't have much wind to help things out. South breeze 5 to 10.
And with this unrelenting heat, it's turning deadly in Dallas County, reporting its first heat-related fatality of the summer.
The man was in his 60s, and health officials don't know if he had any other health problems that could have contributed to his death. Dallas County Health Director Dr. Philip Wong says it's a good reminder to be aware of the signs of heat exhaustion, like dizziness, headaches, and muscle cramping, and signs of heat stroke.
And high body temperature, fast pulse, confusion, and then, you know, you can even lose consciousness. And when you get to that stage, you know, you need to call 911 right away.
The department is recommending people take precautions if they're working outside, such as wearing light-colored clothing, drinking plenty of water, and taking breaks in the shade. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fort Worth firefighters are sweating it out today, but the fire department's Craig Trojak says they're not doing the same job you'd expect.
Firefighters were installing window air conditioners. Trojak says now that we're in the heart of summer, 911 calls are going up.
We'd much rather see them on this side of that call when we show up to their address to be able to install these units to prevent maybe some heat exhaustion calls.
Reliant donated $20,000 for the air conditioners, and Vice President Susie Deeth says the Fort Worth Fire Department's making sure they go to elderly people and others who need them.
And so the Fort Worth Fire Department is doing a phenomenal job of installing those.
And in between calls, firefighters installed an air conditioner for this woman in East Fort Worth.
I love y'all all. God bless each and every one of y'all.
And she had just been covering her windows with blankets and running fans. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is 8:06 on KRLD. As Rick Mitchell was mentioning, we'll be close to triple digits again today.
Looks like today we're expecting to be around 99 or so. So some areas may see 100 degrees.
That's National Weather Service meteorologist Allison Prater, who tells us if we don't reach triple digits today, it may not happen until midweek next week.
And if you're stuck out in the high heat, be careful about what you're eating. Food experts recommend lighter diets in the summer months if you don't have the luxury of air conditioning. Nutrition expert Dr. Julie Gatza says we need to be eating foods that are easy to digest.
We're not making as many digestive enzymes as we're supposed to be because our food source isn't as great and the way that we process things. So people aren't breaking down normal food as well as they need to, so they're lacking nutrients, and thus it's changing how they're actually feeling.
So apparently you need to eat healthy. She suggests foods like fish or chicken with cooked vegetables or even smoothies and broth. She also says not to stay away from foods with sodium because we need to replace the salt that we lose while sweating.
Well, President Trump's call for Texas to redraw its congressional maps is the main focus of lawmakers at the state capitol. KRLD's Chris Fox has more.
The goal of the president's redistricting plan is for state lawmakers to redraw the Texas congressional maps in a way that would flip as many as 5 seats from the Democrats to the Republicans. Democratic State Rep Richard Raymond is on the committee and not very happy with the chairman, Republican State Rep Cody Vassute.
When you put my district, 28th, along with all these others, on your announcement here, it seems to me you're indicating that you believe it's an unconstitutional district.
That is,
it's not a hypothetical.
The chair's position is that every map he's ever voted on complies with the Voting Rights Act.
Texans also got their first chance to weigh in.
I am dismayed that the legislative session is not focused on, first and foremost, flood relief.
What's going on here is a complete attack against the Latino community. It's demoralizing.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're following breaking news out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, where a gunman is said to be at large after at least 2 people have been shot, one fatally, at the University of New Mexico's Albuquerque campus. Again, a gunman is at large. 2 people are shot, 1 dead at the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque. This is a breaking news story. We'll continue to follow this and bring you the latest on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Central Texas Recovery Update.
It's been 3 weeks now since the deadly Hill Country flood and recovery efforts, and the efforts on that recovery continue. 2 people remain unaccounted for in Kerr County, where nearly 100 were reported missing the day after. Some of that number was lowered as missing persons were found dead. Many others have been verified as being safe.
We hope there's no more flooding, but Texas bracing for more tropical weather this evening. The state's emergency response is already underway, especially across east and southeast Texas. Governor Abbott activating search and rescue teams, along with high water vehicles, helicopters, and more, as a Gulf system could bring heavy rain, flash flooding, and dangerous rip currents. And then the panhandle could also see severe storms through tomorrow. Texans in those areas urged to stay weather aware.
For 22 years, a Palestine man has been on Texas death row for the shaken baby death of his 2-year-old daughter, Nikki. Robert Roberson recently received an execution date set for October, but he's still fighting through the courts because his attorneys believe he did not get a fair trial based on new scientific studies.
Yesterday, Roberson filed a motion with the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals seeking a delay while a plea is still pending before the Texas Supreme Court, which last year stayed his execution just hours before the lethal injection was scheduled. But Dallas appellate attorney Chad Ruback does not have much optimism about Roberson's chances before the appeals court.
Not too terribly high. The success that they did obtain was in the Texas Supreme Court.
Ruback is not part of this case. He believes Roberson is running out of options and time. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
We've been telling you redrawing congressional lines is up for discussion by Texas lawmakers, even today. So is it redistricting or is it gerrymandering or gerrymandering, as it was originally called? Russell Scott reports it may depend on who you ask.
Redistricting is perfectly normal, necessary, and constitutional. It's a process done every 10 years after the U.S. Census count is done. It's supposed to ensure that each congressional district and even state legislative districts have roughly the same number of people. Gerrymandering is where redistricting gets a little wonky. If it's done to keep one party in power, it's usually legal. If it's racial gerrymandering, drawing districts to keep voters of color in power or to limit their voting power, that's illegal. What you call it may depend on where you stand on the political spectrum. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And for more on the subject and to see the origin of gerrymandering, go online to KRLD.com.
Right, and that pronunciation, because the guy who it was named for was named Eugene Gary, so that's why the hard G there. And the mandering came from the first district looked like a salamander, so that's how it became gerrymandering. News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. From Bloomberg, here's Monica Ricks.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Our big story today is federal regulators have officially approved Paramount's $8 billion merger with Skydance Media. That stamp of approval from the FCC follows months of turmoil revolving around President Trump's legal battle with 60 Minutes, since Paramount owns CBS News. Market futures mixed this morning, but lower with just minutes to go before the start of the trading day. Dow futures up 60 points. NASDAQ futures down about 5 points, and S&P futures are up 6. Lyft just announced that it's partnering with Benteler Group to deploy autonomous shuttles in the U.S. late next year, and they'll do that at airports among cities. We don't know exactly where yet, but it comes as Tesla plans to launch its robo-taxi service this weekend in San Francisco. Could be a little bit of trouble there. The California DMV says the company has yet to apply for a permit for driverless testing or deployment. Days after astronomer CEO Andy Byron resigned from the tech startup, HR executive Kristen Cabot, who was with him at that infamous Coldplay concert, has quit too. And I'm sure you guys are all over this, but Whataburger is offering 75-cent hamburgers to celebrate its 75th anniversary coming up soon. Mark your calendars. This is happening August 8th. I'm Monica Ricks with Bloomberg Business on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And suddenly I'm hungry, Monica. Thank you so much.
Senator John Cornyn engaging with us on our conversation involving a Democratic Senate candidate on who he would prefer to run against if nominated.
We asked Colin Allred if he is nominated again in a Senate race, would he prefer his opponent to be Attorney General Ken Paxton or sitting Senator John Cornyn? He says it doesn't matter because the Republicans are fighting each other and not talking about helping Texans.
Lowering your health care costs, your housing costs, your child care, your senior care costs, the cost of getting an education or getting some professional training. These are the things that I think are holding us back.
Well, Senator Cornyn responded to our story on X, saying Allred may not be the nominee. You can join the conversation as well by hopping on to my X handle, at Eric J. Bushman. Paxton, meanwhile, recently welcomed Allred to the race, saying voters had already rejected his liberal values once. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A major three-car chain reaction crash in Grapevine, causing major slowdowns at a key intersection this morning.
This is happening at Grapevine Mills Boulevard, just above the parkway. Three cars were involved, and police from Grapevine, Capel, and Euless are still working to figure out what caused it. But an investigator on the scene says alcohol may have been a factor. There are injuries. At least four ambulances were seen leaving the scene. One of the cars also hit a power pole, knocking electricity out to traffic and streetlights to this immediate intersection.
NBC5's Alana Quillen reporting from the scene of that crash.
Well, President Trump's border czar Tom Homan says ICE has been directed to come down hard on sanctuary cities. Homan and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem blame sanctuary policies for what they say are crimes committed by illegal immigrants.
I'll say it again. Sanctuary cities are sanctuaries for criminals. And I'm going to work very hard with Secretary Noem to keep President Trump's promise and his commitment several weeks ago that sanctuary cities are now our priority.
Homan's comments coming amid discussions about the potential loss of major federal funding for sanctuary cities.
Some refreshing news for Keurig Dr. Pepper. I know, right? I can just smell this story. Frisco-based Dr. Pepper announces Q2 revenue of more than $4 billion. We love our DP. Mm-hmm. That is exceeding Wall Street estimates. The company's strong performance was up more than 6%, driven by robust growth in U.S. refreshment beverages, international sales, and the energy drink segment following the recent acquisition of Ghost.
Now, where do I get this Dublin Dr. Pepper?
Well, you can get it. It's in this special. They're in glass bottles, and they're by the six pack. And
so, in the regular grocery store,
yeah, it'll be at a regular grocery store. It'll be like twice the price of your normal Dr. Pepper, or you can just go out to Dublin, Texas, if you want to. I'm sure that's like all they sell there.
Totally sounds convenient. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
The All Local is updated three times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.